880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we've got another edition of Freed on Business, and it's got some great stuff today. We're going to talk about the future of driverless cars with Larry Zinn. We're also going to talk about Larry's new location he's got coming up in Aventura. We're going to talk about the Infiniti Q50, and we're going to talk about the Discovery Sport. And I got to tell you, at least three friends have gotten cars from Larry in the last month and a half. Larry's smoking. He's got those cars rolling. And I got to tell you, I'm probably going to get a new one in a couple weeks too, D, for my wife. Then we're going to get U Health. We're going to talk about a new prostate cancer screening method. It's going to eliminate a lot of the invasive biopsies that guys have taken, and for a long time we all know what the biopsy does, so this should be good stuff. And then at the end, I'm going to talk about the Miami apartment market. Stay tuned. The Miami apartment market, the condo market, and we'll even talk a little student housing. That sector is on fire, and you'll hear why after we come back after this break. We're going to have Larry Zinn. We're going to talk about the future of driverless cars, the impact it'll have on our society, and some hot models that Larry's selling that my friends are buying. Back after this. D, it's yours.
Jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, everybody. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, like all my friends and me, it seems like this month, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. I know I do. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Hey everybody, as we get older, we're all at risk of developing cataracts with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and the new high definitions that they've got over there. You can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country for 11 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350.
That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are with the my number one dude in the car industry, guy who keeps me honest about what's going on in the car industry, and now a guy who's moving his showroom closer to me and his customer base. Larry Zinn, welcome, bro. D, you got to push the button. Did you push the button, Darren? He got it. Hey, Larry, I gave you such a great ramp up. I can hear you now.
All right. We seem to be having these sound issues every time I call you.
Well, that's because D, you know, D, the guy is running the board. D, I think you know him. Larry, I don't know what's going on over at your stores, but I got D bought a car, I got Jason bought a car, and now I got Vivian texting me that on Saturday I'm buying a car too.
Oh, she texted me too. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, that's my wife, so watch yourself. Now, Larry, tell me a little bit about the changes that are afoot up at Warren Henry. You know, it's a family auto dealership. You do a lot of business here in South Florida. What's up? Where are you moving? I read about it in the paper. Heck, I was involved in the deal. Tell everybody what's happening.
Well, just recently we've announced that we're going to be moving our main campus, Jaguar, Land Rover, Infiniti, over to 151st and Biscayne at the new Sola Mia project, which is something that's really, really exciting for us.
Oh, I think it's awesome. It brings you closer to me, at least. I got to believe a lot of your customers are all fired up about this.
Oh, absolutely. We've gotten a great response so far, and trust me, we couldn't be more excited to be over there. As far as where our customers are, where the most registrations come from for us, and being closer to other luxury dealerships, that's where we need to be.
Well, Larry, the other thing that you've got is your proximity to something that's being developed by guys I know you do a lot of business with, the Turnberry folks, the Sofer family. You know, anything that they touch is always high quality. So I got to believe your showroom and the facility in the surrounding area will be nothing short of spectacular.
Everything I've seen so far, Jim, it's going to be pretty incredible what's going to go on there. It's the development, the construction, everything that's coming along is going to be really, really it's a special opportunity for us. It really is, and I couldn't be happier to be going over there.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, and hopefully you'll have ability to have a state-of-the-art collision repair and stuff like that so you can even trust Peter again with the cars.
Unfortunately, he's lost his car driving abilities forever, but, we'll get past that.
Well, that's what big, large chauffeur-driven Cadillacs are for. Rather, Infiniti. No, wait. What's the big Infiniti truck that my wife wants to get? What's that big one?
The QX80.
There you go. That's what we need for Peter. That and a seatbelt.
Yeah, it's a serious truck.
Yeah, it's a serious guy. And, you know, listen, I'm thinking about, you know, I was having my car. I'm thinking maybe about getting that big truck because I went up to Atlanta. I leased a big truck like that, and I was gliding all over the highway. Kind of slows me down and helps me think a little bit.
It's nice. It's comfortable. You can fit anything you need in there and then some.
I think so.
Also, you know, great for tailgating.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, tailgating. Let's talk about that for a minute. Dolphin season's upon us. You fired up?
I'm always fired up for dolphin season.
And I figured that. That was just red meat for you. So listen, now I'm driving down the highway the other day. This beautiful Q50 drives past me. Looks like it's just, you know, a plain Jane little something, and suddenly, I guess the person put the afterburner on, and the thing just went out. I couldn't see it anymore. What's up with that?
Right out of the box, that's a pretty strong car. It's, you know, 328 horsepower. It's like someone taught me today. It's a Q-ship. You know, it looks like a Q-ship, and then once they come to the surface, you take them out.
I love it. Now, Lair, my friend Jason went up there. He's gone up there now a couple of times, I guess, once to test drive, once to close the deal. Closing the deal took him less than an hour, which I think speaks highly of the best price guarantee and the kind of way you guys do business. He's getting the Discovery Sport. Now, I went up there with my wife. I drove the Discovery Sport. I wanted it for her. She wants a little more room. You know, she's got all that lady stuff, so maybe. But for Jason, my God, perfect car.
I mean, that's the target for that vehicle, you know, young professionals, tons of utility in that car, great amount of space. I mean, the back seat of that car has as much space as a full-size Range Rover when you have the seats all the way back. So it's really impressive what they were able to package into that. And also, if he wants to go and, you know, go off-roading a little bit, the car's great for that, too.
Well, he was bragging about the fold-down room in the back seat. I did remind him that he did play at least high school basketball, and perhaps he'd need to find a facility that accommodated him better than that backseat, but you never know. And I do know that he loves to go to Ocala National Forest and off-road, so I'm sure he's really excited about that. He was telling me that he needed to get a rack for his hunting trophies, and I said, well, that means you need a gun rack, too. And I said, but that ain't your style, is it? Now,
well, I'm certainly going to help him accessorize and make it look as best as I can.
Listen, I know the two of you are buddies, and I'm sure that it's going to come out and look absolutely smoking, because it's about time that the two of you guys were able to do something on your own. You know, I think it's marvelous. He's made some great commissions. I think it's just absolutely terrific that he's breaking out the real-world vehicle stuff like that. Now, Larry, I talked to people a little bit. I touted that we were going to talk about driverless cars. I was going to say normal person. We know that that's not true. I'm average person. Know that. I'll say this: as a person that reads the popular press, I'm thinking all I think about is driverless cars. Is you get behind the wheel, and the only impact it's going to have on me is that I'm not going to get into an accident. I'm going to be relaxed when I get to work. Then I read these futuristic articles. They talk about the impact will be fewer parking garages, fewer people buying cars, the manufacturing business going on the top of its head. Sounds to me like that's a rabble-rouser. What's really coming down the pike with this stuff, Larry?
You know, I read the same stuff that you do, Jim, and it's a little bit of everything. If you think about if all the vehicles on the road were driverless cars or they became more popular, you'd no longer have taxi drivers, you'd no longer have Uber drivers, bus drivers. That whole industry, all those people employed by that, that would certainly disappear.
Okay.
Beyond that, I still think, even though the technology is there for driverless cars, I think we're a long way away from everybody on the road having one. Not to mention, you know, the legalities behind what's going to happen if someone gets into an accident with a driverless car. So I'm driving my car and I crash into a driverless car. Whose fault is it?
Well, I don't know. I guess that we'd have to. I couldn't say.
You know, if I'm riding in my driverless vehicle, for example, and the vehicle needs to make an emergency decision because something unpredictable happens, which, as we all know, does happen during the daily course of driving with other people on the road making poor decisions. So if the car has the decision of whether it's going to drive into a ditch and potentially harm the occupant or crash into the back of a school bus and potentially harm a group of children, which decision does the car make? You know, those are the type of things that I think still haven't been answered. And then also, once again, who is liable in those situations?
Wow.
Is it the car? Is it the manufacturer? Is it the occupant of the vehicle? Is it the owner? Whose fault, ultimately, are these situations?
You know, it's really hard to determine. You know, everything that I'm reading, the Google guy always goes, well, the only accidents in 65 billion miles of driving the driverless cars when somebody rear-ends us when we're stopped at a stoplight. I mean, come on.
Right. I have a difficult time believing that. I mean, there have been some great tests that were done recently. Audi has a vehicle that they drove from, I believe it was from Silicon Valley to Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Convention.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that car went the entire time with somebody sitting in the driver's seat but driving on its own. So it's there. I just don't know how ready we are for it in other senses. I mean, the technology is going to happen. For the most part, many cars that are on the road already have the majority of these technologies, but they don't put everything together. So once this is totally out there, I mean, it would be great for me in the morning to sit in the back seat of my car and read emails and get work done and not have to be upset about the people who are driving 20 miles per hour in the left lane on the express lane.
Larry, nobody does that.
No, of course not. This is Miami. Everybody drives perfectly.
Correct. Come on, man. Give everybody credit out there. And I personally never get aggravated in traffic, and I make sure that I have absolutely no Cafe Cubano, Gatorade, or any other stimulant before I get behind the car, knowing that I need to protect the rights of the other people on the road, just like every other driver here in South Florida.
Oh, of course, especially when it rains.
Well, is it raining or is that just the Sahara dust out there? Anyway, Larry, hey, listen, man, this has been great. Can you stick with me for another segment?
Sure. Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're going to give this to the newest Infiniti owner for another week here in the... Oh, no, you bought the Range Rover, didn't you, D? You bought that? Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, thank you. We finally got D to talk. Do you realize? You see that? I like that blast.
We'll work over here.
There you go. Okay, go back to work. That's all enough. Right. All right, thank you. And so he's all excited. He's got another couple days for being the latest in, person that's bought a vehicle from Warren Henry. And then my wife and I are going to go out there, and I don't know. It's going to be between the Infiniti and the Range Rover. We'll be back after this to discuss the benefits of both and how Larry's going to close me on my new car. Stick with us. This is going to be great stuff. D, it's all yours. All right, my baby said she needed me. She's been texting me the entire time, telling me that not only does she need me, but she needs Larry on Saturday to close a deal with Warren Henry on our new vehicle. And hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease your car, you got every advantage. You got to get every advantage that you can get. And that's why you always have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Each is an exceptional car. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as part of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
CGMGS Miami for the Miami Marlins. Fireworks Friday versus the Rockies on June 12th, 32nd Radio. ISKI code MIA R4206.
Get out to Marlins Park on June 12th for happy hour at the Budweiser Bowtie Bar for $1 KMP Franks and $4 domestic drafts from 5:30 to 7. Then see your Marlins take on the Rockies at 7:10. Wear your beach attire and start your summer with the Corona Light Summer Beach Bash. For just $25, get a game ticket, Marlins sandals, and enjoy all the festivities. Plus, stay after the game for a fireworks spectacular presented by Waste Management. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All I can say is, holy cow, I'm going. I got to get me some of those Marlins sandals. I got to add that to my collection of goodies that I've gotten from the Marlins. That's awesome. You know, go over there, have a great time. It's a super time. I know that my wife, at the beginning of the season, asks me when we're going. Every Saturday night I look, and pretty much most every Saturday night, my wife likes to go. And while I'm talking about a couple things, we got Larry Holding. We'll be right back to Larry. I did want to give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Hank Klein. Hank, it used to be Codina Bush Klein Real Estate, so you get a feel for who Hank is. Hank gave me a call today, out of the blue. He had a stroke a little while ago. We're going to have him on the show coming up probably in the next couple of months when he publishes he's publishing a book. But I wanted to give Hank a shout-out because Hank, you know, he called. He didn't have to do that. He told me good luck on the show. And he made me feel like $1 million. So I want to say thank you to Hank Klein. Hey, Larry, are you back out there?
I'm here.
Awesome. Well, listen, while we've been on break, I sold three more cars. I got three texts. Roz, her boyfriend, and Tiffany. We call her boyfriend the guy from... Well, I can't say that on the radio. Anyway, we call her boyfriend, the name I can't call on the radio. But so Roz, her boyfriend, and Tiffany, three more clients. Vivian's out there pounding the pavement for you, Larry. What's going on? Is it end of the model year? Is it summertime? How come everybody buys a car right now?
Oh, well, we got a great summer sales event going on. That's a really nice thing. But it's a good time of year to be buying a car. You know, right now the average age of a vehicle on the road is at its oldest point ever, so there's really a lot of pent-up demand out there. And from what the industry is saying, this could be the biggest year in automotive sales really since before the crash.
Wow. Well, you know, then let's talk about that for a second, because I know that a lot of people out there got their survival jobs. They've sort of made it through the recession. It's a topic I kind of like to bring up with you, Larry, because most people don't really know about this. My mom, she made a good living for 20 years selling cars and leasing cars. And it's a career where I meet the guys at your office. They always seem to be pretty positive and jumping around. And guys like that, people, men and women, make good money up there, don't they?
And it's a good career. You know, of course, you get out what you put into it. But, you know, it's a very respectable job and certainly affords a lot of opportunity for the people who come aboard.
Now, the people that join the Warren Henry family and work either in the showroom or service or up in the administrative staff, I've met them before. They've been with you a long, long time. How do they feel about the move over to North Miami?
So far, everybody's been really, really excited about this, Jim. I mean, this has been something we've been working on for several years now, but now that it's finally starting to come to fruition, I mean, you know, I think everybody realizes the change and the positive effect that it should have on our business once we get over there. I mean, beyond having new state-of-the-art facilities, just having great traffic flow on that street every day, being right down the street from an elementary school, high school, middle school, college, and being surrounded by what's going to be great retail shopping and apartments. I mean, we have a really special opportunity, and I'm so happy once again to be a part of this.
Now, what's your favorite part of the new physical facility? I know that you're going to be thrilled with the location. I'll just say it here. I won't make you say it. You have a lot of restaurants up there too, Larry.
Yeah, absolutely. That's gonna be a nice change of pace as well. Some really great restaurants over there.
Now, what's your favorite physical plant part? Are you gonna have like a gassed up waiting room, more service bays? I mean, what do you got planned? What are the newfangled things that you and Warren have for me when I walk in and go, holy cow?
Well, a lot of it's still in the works, Jim. I mean, what I'm really most excited about too is having a parking deck with, you know, indoor parking. So all of our inventory will be inside a parking deck. You don't have to walk out and get sweaty going out on the lot in the sun or anything like that. That's something that I think is really great. But beyond that, I mean, the facilities will all be state-of-the-art. The waiting areas will be great and comfortable, and much larger service departments and showrooms.
Now, tell me a little bit about why people like Jason buy the Discovery Sport. What, you know, young people, you know, first luxury car, things like that. Because I sat in it, things are rocket ship. It's like my living room, lots of space. Help me out here.
Well, it meets a lot of needs for young professionals. Beyond getting good gas mileage and being stylish, you know, the Land Rover brand really carries a lot of weight right now, which is a great thing. It's very popular, but it's reasonably priced. It starts at $38,000. It can have up to three rows, which is the only car in its class that has that availability.
Comfortably?
USB connectors in every row.
Wow.
It's a really great car. I couldn't be more impressed by the way they packaged it. They really knocked it out of the park on this one.
Now, Larry, one of the things that makes automobiles affordable and that people can achieve their dreams with is the financing packages. You know, people are talking about interest rates are rising, credit starting to tighten. How is your finance and, you know, the F&I department, actually, it's where I first met you, actually. How are they dealing with the clients when they come in? If a client has a little bit of a credit problem or something, can people get financed there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Auto loans right now are, I guess, they're at their longest term, is from what I understand from around the industry, but they're also performing better than they've ever performed, regardless of which tier. So a lot of the banks are very confident in this field because they understand that people have to use their car to get to work. I mean, people typically make the car payments before they make any other payment because they can't afford not to have it. But to answer your question, there's some still really low, really aggressive rates out there for top-tier credit, and even on the lower levels. A lot of banks are being aggressive, trying to get as much business as possible.
Well, I do recall that during the height of the recession, when people were being foreclosed left and right, they still kept their car payments. The car paper has probably the best rating of any of the commercial paper that's out there. Now, Larry, let's talk for just a couple minutes. We only got 2 or 3 minutes left. I want to talk about what you and Floyd are doing in the community. What do we got coming up with Floyd Rag? What do you guys got programmed for this summer? It's got to be some really good stuff.
You know, Jim, I wish I had my calendar in front of me to go over it. We've got a lot of great things happening in regards to different charities that we're working with and other events. We have this rally event coming up on the 20th. We partner with this group called NeuroTag, which is a tuner group. And basically it'll be a rally starting up in Broward and ending down in Midtown. And that's going to be a pretty exciting event because there'll be all different types of vehicles that are taking part. We're certainly in the process of planning one of those Cars Cause charity events as well. For those that aren't familiar with those are charity car shows that we put together. They get all sorts of vehicles and motorcycles and food trucks, and everybody takes a portion of those donations and of the money that comes in. And we give that to the Wounded Warriors Foundation.
I know I went to that deal last year up at the Calder Shopping Center, I guess it was. Amazing, great cars, great people. And when you come to Midtown and the event ends, you better make sure that you got me on speed dial because you're welcome to our house. Go swimming, have dinner, whatever you want, kick back and relax. I know Miss Vivian would love to see him by then. I'll have my new vehicle. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, hey, sounds good to me, Jim.
It'd be awesome. Now, Larry, we've only got about a minute left. So if somebody wants to get that best price guarantee, they want to become part of the Warren Henry family, they want to take advantage of the summer specials and the great financing that's out there, how do they find you guys?
Well, you could always find us at warrenhenryauto.com. Reach us at 305-690-6006 or on any of the social media at Warren Henry Auto.
Well, Larry, I can't wait. I know where to find you. You're still up on 441 for another few months. I'm going to be up there Saturday. It won't be a live appearance as a live remote, but it will be me and my pen signing for my new vehicle. Whatever Vivian wants, Vivian gets. I can't wait to see you Saturday, Larry.
Hey, likewise, Jim. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for sponsoring, and thanks for taking care of me and my wife for the last, 20-something years.
Hey. My pleasure, Jim. Thanks
and
for sticking
Jim, if
with
I
me.
Must
I'll
say,
talk to you soon.
Oh, hold on. D wants to talk.
Yeah, and Jim, if I must say, you know, Larry, thank you for everything you took care of us. My wife is very happy. That makes me happy. So.
Well, it's certainly my pleasure.
I appreciate all the courtesy.
Thank you very much.
The vehicle's beautiful. Love it.
Perfect. That's what we like to hear. If you ever need anything, you know I'm around.
And I think, hey, I'll come to see you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I couldn't say it better myself, Larry. See you in about 36 hours.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be back after this. D has got his fingers on the right stuff. We are going to have our break. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk new ways to test for prostate cancer so a invasive biopsy can be hopefully avoided. I know I don't want a biopsy down there. So we'll hear more back after this. All right. We're walking on sunshine. Walking on sunshine. But when I'm walking on sunshine, that's one thing. But when I'm driving, I'm always driving Warren Henry. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
Hey, everybody, you only have one life and you only have one body, but you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins and Jim Freed, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
We're having problems in Miami-Dade and Broward County. We've got two lanes blocked. This is the left lanes on the Schuylkill Expressway northbound at Snapper Creek Expressway. There's a crash there. Also, Palmetto Expressway southbound between Northwest 74th Street and Dolphin. Slow traffic there. An accident on 95 southbound at Broward Boulevard. The off-ramp, right lane, blocked for emergency vehicles. 95 southbound at Atlantic Boulevard. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter, Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and it is time. It is time to talk about UHealth, and that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Palm Beach to Miami Gardens, and now UHealth is implantation. What sets UHealth apart is comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community every day. Seriously, folks, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Way to go, D. You messed that up. You messed up the Marlins show, but you did thank Larry, so I'm going to give you a high five and give you a pass. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. And keep listening, because we're going to talk about some of the breakthroughs they're coming up with about prostate cancer right after this. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year. Wow! I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice.
All right, I feel good, like sugar and spice, and that's because my prostate is doing great. We've got Dr. Dipin Parikh. Dr. Parikh, you out there?
Yes, I'm there, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no. Sure. Thank you for being here, because I get these PSA tests. They say I'm okay, but some guys get the PSA test, and it goes crazy on them. Then they get a biopsy over it, and they don't have any cancer at all. Maybe they didn't need the biopsy, and sometimes the biopsy can have very lasting negative effects. So help me understand how somebody can avoid that.
So you hit the nail on the head, Jim. So when a man has an elevated PSA, they're automatically referred for a prostate biopsy. And we do close to 1 million biopsies in the United States. However, only 25% of these biopsies show cancer. That means 3/4 of the biopsies that are actually done should not have been done in the first place.
Wow.
But there's no way to know which are the ones that are going to be positive and which are the ones that are going to be negative.
So did you do a study to show like a correlation so that we have less unnecessary surgeries?
Yes, but we have a wonderful test. In fact, we just published our findings and have presented at several national and international conferences. It's called the 4K score. It's a combination of four proteins which are found in your blood, and along with those four proteins, you also include the age of the patient. You include the prostate exam findings, and you include whether or not this patient had a previous biopsy that was negative. Once you have all this information, it folds it into a calculator, and it spits out a number. And that number gives a man his individualized risk of high-grade cancer,
wow,
of the aggressive type of prostate cancer. So just to give you an example, let's say you're Mr. Smith, who is a 58-year-old, who had a family history for prostate cancer. Instead of just the PSA, which is just one value, it doesn't do anything more than that. We do the 4K score, and it may come out as Mr. Smith, and the 4K score is 25% or 50%. That means you have a 50% chance that you have a high-grade aggressive cancer. That's a very high risk, and that's why you should definitely undergo a biopsy. But then, in someone else, that 4K score may be 5%. And we can tell them that, look, your chances of the aggressive prostate cancer, the cancer that can actually kill you or hurt you, is only 5%. And that's why you're okay to just watch and repeat a test 6 months to a year later.
Wow, that sounds like an incredible improvement in the quality of life of a significant majority of the people that have this problem.
That is absolutely right, Jim. In fact, it will reduce, as you can imagine, unnecessary biopsies almost to the tune of 50 to 70%. And the upside is that you're not missing a lot of cancers, a lot of aggressive cancers. So you may miss a few non-aggressive cancers that are not going to hurt or harm you in your lifetime, because as you know, only a few men will die of their prostate cancer. Most men die with their prostate cancer.
Wow. Well, then it sounds to me like not only are you saving lives, you're saving money. I'll speak like a bean counter for a minute. Sounds like you're saving American taxpayers a lot of money. And I'll tell you something else. It sounds to me like you're going to improve the score of care quality at your hospital, which is another factor in funding.
That's absolutely right, especially in the environment that we are living in, the healthcare environment, especially a cost-conscious environment where we want to decrease costs, at the same time elevate the quality of care that we give patients. So this test really fits right in towards that goal.
Well, doctor, how do people find you? How do people get over there? How do people get to you? Because it sounds to me like there's a lot of men out there that need to find you and get this test.
Absolutely. So, you know, we have a group of 5 to 6 urologic oncologists. That means my team and me, on a personal level, we are specially trained to do only urologic cancers. That includes prostate cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer. We are affiliated with University of Miami and Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. The best number to reach us is 305-243-4000, or I'm going to give you my cell phone, 305-791-6676, and you can reach me, and I'll be more than happy to help any man, woman in South Florida to fight their battle against any GU cancers.
Well, doctor, we have a lot of fans of the New York Jets that listen to the program. They can't really write the number down all that fast. So I'm going to ask you to repeat the general number. I don't think we should give out your cell phone, but I think we can give out the general number again.
Sure.
And maybe you want to give a shout-out to a couple of the other doctors on your team.
Absolutely. It's 305-243-4000. And like I said, we have a very nice, very talented team of 5 to 6 urologic oncologists who only take care of prostate, kidney, and bladder cancers.
Well, all I can say is thank you so much for bringing this to our attention and bringing this high-quality care the way you do at UHealth. Bring all the high-quality care to our community. And I want to give a special shout-out to Madeline Gonzalez, who helps us with all our appointments and all of our visits to UHealth. I got to tell you, go to UHealth, and if you can, make sure you're a champion like my wife and I. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on the show. Dr. Dipin Parekh, did I get that right?
Yes, you got it perfect. Thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate it. And thank you to all the listeners for the support to the University of Miami.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for making our community a better place. Stick with us. We'll be right back. And when we get back, they're going to let me out of my cage. I'm going to talk about what I see happening in the multifamily market. We'll talk condos. We'll talk apartments. We'll even talk student housing right after this. Take it away, D. Give me some good loving. You know who gives me good loving when I go up there to buy a car? Warren Henry. That's right. Warren Henry and Larry's in. Well done on that really easy downplay there. You really know how to do that, D. You're really having a great show today. You know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. Whenever I lease an Infiniti from them, I know I'm getting the best price because these guys guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. The package includes dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or if you lease, or rather you buy one of their pre-owned cars, in either case, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage. Go out there Saturday, you'll see me buying my wife a new vehicle. If you add in the exceptional service Warren Henry delivers, you'll understand why they've been in business for over 35 years. Third generation, Larry was on earlier today. Always the best price, always the best service. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Get out to Marlins Park on June 12th for happy hour at the Budweiser Bowtie Bar for $1 KMP Franks and $4 domestic drafts from 5:30 to 7. Then see your Marlins take on the Rockies at 7:10. Wear your beach attire and start your summer with the Corona Light Summer Beach Bash. For just $25, get a game ticket, Marlins sandals, and enjoy all the festivities. Plus, stay after the game for a fireworks spectacular presented by Waste Management. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, get ready, because it's all me this segment, and all I'm going to talk about is the South Florida multifamily market. We're going to talk condos, we're going to talk apartments, we're going to talk student housing. Let's talk about how we got here. Most of us got here by plane, train, boat, or automobile, because not too many people lived here. And you want to know something? That ain't slowing down anytime soon. In fact, most of the people coming here today are really high-end people with a lot of money, and we're building housing for them up and down the coast and out west in Doral and in other places like that. So we got here because people want to live here. People want to live here. And now what's going on is that the sites are becoming scarcer and scarcer. Scarcer and scarcer. You can't find anything else, anything on the water left in Miami-Dade County, unless you call me, because I know where to look. But people are now selling the Skyline View. A couple blocks off the water in Brickell, you've got all these fancy deals. I did one there. Millicento just opened for the Related Group. They're doing good. Brickell is popping. Brickell's happening. These things are getting absorbed. I talked to the condo guys. They're hitting their budgets. They're hitting their sales marks. Things are different. But they're still selling, and soon they're going to be closing. And I don't think too many people are going to walk away from their deposits. So if you're out of the ground in a condo deal, I think you're doing okay. If you're coming, if you're not out of the ground, well, costs have risen. It's going to cause all your numbers to go crazy. So condo guys, they've got some challenges coming up. But most of the condos that are up and out are going to be made. They're going to make. They've got great deposits. They've got great financing. They've got a capital stack that makes sense. People are closing on them. So I think the condo market is going to be good. However, we're delivering a lot of condo product that doesn't really match with the people that live here. So what's going to happen? I think you're going to see a lot of roommates pop up. People can't necessarily afford on their own these fancy condos on the water or in Brickell by where they want to be out partying and having a good time or close to their jobs. But hey, they could split it with a friend. And we got a real young, vibrant community living in those places. They're going to split them with a friend. How do I know? Because I live in a gorgeous rental building right now, and a lot of the people have unrelated roommates. I think that the trend will continue. You'll see longer people staying with their families, so that'll also help. And a lot of these people are going to move into these condos in a few years. And one last thing, we're building about 7,500 condos. A lot of them are already absorbed. We absorb like 3,000 a year. I think it's going to be just fine. Now, let's talk about apartments. People go, well, they're building stuff everywhere. There's going to be a shadow market with apartments. There's too much supply coming, blah, 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 blah. I go, hey, hold it. People are putting the brakes on this apartment construction. Things are not as highly, you know, in the mix as some people might think. There are still incredible, incredible sites left for apartments. And by golly, the equity partners, they want to be here. And when the equity partners want to be here, they call their institutional developers, and those people go to work. I'm working with a number of them right now. I called them all this week to find out what was going on in their bailiwick. And while a number of them are switching their focus from condos to rentals, the real interesting thing is some of them are switching their focus to student housing. And you go, well, why? Why student housing in Miami? UM's got students and stuff like that. Well, hey, if you look in the Gables Grand Project, just north of the University of Miami, you got a lot of students in there. Parents pay. They put their students in there. Great place to live, right on top of Epicure, right by the train station. You can get anywhere without a car from there. So other stations like that near the University of Miami, they're thinking, hey, we're going to rent to these UM students, and they probably will. Won't be purpose-built, like we call them, but it'll be stuff that's targeted towards the students. I think it'll do great. Out by FIU North, they're building student housing right up there right now. down south at FIU South, there are plans in the works to build lots of student housing, but it's not that easy. You got a great opportunity down at FIU South because you got a big commercial district that they just made into University City. They upzoned it. The problem is they didn't condemn anything or do anything with eminent domain. So you got to go in there and negotiate with the landowners. Not too easy. Not too easy. But I do know there's a project coming out for 2017 delivery, high rise. It's going to be gorgeous. The things that they're building for the students are just absolutely amazing. So let's go back to the rental apartment market for just a minute, and let's talk about what's really going on. Because there is somewhat of a supply situation that is going to come in the multifamily market, but in location by location, there's still incredible demand that hasn't been met. Let's talk about a couple of those. The health district. The health district, well, if you go on one side of the river, over by all the hospitals, you're in the Civic Center area, you're in the health district. But go on the south side. There's a secret there. The secret is it's really northwest Little Havana. If you go up by the Marlins ballpark, over by what people see as the health district, and you go try to do something up there, you're going to be renting to people that can get to downtown in 5 minutes, that can get to Brickell in 5 minutes, that don't have to go on the highway to get to Edgewater or go party in Wynwood. Or go buy something fancy in the design district. And hey, they want to go out west to Doral? Surface roads, baby. They want to go into Coral Gables? Surface roads. So there are opportunities, and the place to be is Little Havana. We had Frank Mello Rodriguez on, Rodriguez Mello, but we had Frank on last week who makes the market in Little Havana. He's the president of the CCIMs. Frank talked all about it. I've been to events there. I got to tell you, get in the car, go down to the Ball and Chain, have a beer, and watch the sun go down on the main drag in Little Havana, Cayocho, right across the street from Domino's Park. You'll be amazed at the beautiful feel you get. It's like South Beach was just a few years ago. And so what do I see coming? I see an incredible opportunity in Little Havana to go out and really pick up some properties and take advantage of the proximity. And so I'm going to capitalize, and I'm going to shift gears on the word proximity. We had a couple of weeks ago on Mike Fay. Mike Fay called it the theory of donuts. I call it the theory of the city-state. Either way, it doesn't matter. What it means is that every little neighborhood is becoming vertically integrated. They're all going to have office, hotel, retail. You won't have to leave. Doesn't that get you excited as you're sitting there pounding your way up 95 to Parkland from downtown? You're darn tootin' it does, because now you can live close, work close, have school close, have a good school. Good work, great new building to live in. Sounds to me like that's the way to go. And so what you're going to see is people moving closer to work, closer to where they got to be. Why? Because who wants to spend their life on the roadway? Apartment market is healthy. Condo market is healthy. Student housing market, underserved. D, how much time do I have? D is in there talking to Larry. How much time do I got, D? Oh, I got 3 minutes left, so I'm going to give people the bottom line. The bottom line is that everybody thinks that rents have to hit $3 a foot to make the deals make sense. Well, if you're not out of the ground yet, they probably do. Will they get to $3 a foot? Maybe not right away, but they eventually will. They eventually will. You say, well, Jim, how the heck do you know that? I know that because I did my first deal in apartments in the early 90s. It was up at Lincoln Point in Aventura. I had to convince the out-of-town investor that they could get a dollar a foot in rent. Then, the next time the cycle came, I did a deal down in Dadeland. It's called Toscano now. I had to convince the guy that they could get $2 a foot in rent. Well, they did. Now, I've got clients coming to town, and they're going to build smaller units in great locations by your work. I closed the deal right across the street from Miami City, from the Swire City Center project in Brickell. This project will take the advantage of all of that, but they'll have smaller units. That deal, that'll get the $3 a foot. It will. It will. So people are concerned about the market. I'm really not. There may be somewhat of a pause, but I think that'll be good because the pause will create a situation for absorption to happen, for a stabilized execution to occur. And I personally believe that everything is pretty hunky-dory overall in the apartment market. And you know who agrees with me? The most important people, the equity partners. You need an apartment building built, the equity guys are out there. Hey, I want to thank everybody for being on the show. I want to thank Larry Zinn for coming on the show, giving us a full front-end half hour, talking about driverless cars and the new deals that he's got up there, and also to allow me to thank him for helping all my friends. I got like five different friends bought cars. I'm going up there this weekend to buy my own. So now we're going to go down the rundown of thank yous. I'm going to start with Kind Snacks and South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins. My gosh, what a great list of sponsors. I am the man. Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, the Aztec Group, University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, the Bergstrom Center, UHealth, Magnum Energy Solutions. But most of all, I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, I'd have absolutely no show. I'd just be sitting here and D would be bouncing back and forth, but I have like no purpose other than to give D the business. Now, please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Did I say thank you to the Miami Dolphins for sponsoring? I think I just did. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at me, Jim Freed, at the show, at Freed on Business. I'm on Facebook learning how to use that pretty good right now. LinkedIn, I'm getting to be an expert on that. YouTube, not so much. I'm having a hard time converting my videos. Website, it gets lots of hits all the time. Join us and contribute. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage as soon as D gets it to me. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next Thursday at 6 on 880 AM. We're going to have Sid Feldstein on. My gosh, it's going to be awesome. Sid is the top guru. I mean, make it longer, make it faster. Make it faster? Okay. Well, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. I do this because I love it. The other people find an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. D, it's all yours. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. Jim, but open.